John chapter 3, verses 7 to 15. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Do not be surprised when I say, you must be born from above. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. That is how it is with all who are born of the Spirit." "How can that be possible?" asked Nicodemus. "You, a teacher in Israel, and you do not know these things," Jesus replied. "I tell you most solemnly, we speak only about what we know and witness only to what we have seen, and yet you people reject our evidence. If you do not believe me when I speak to you about things in this world, how are you going to believe me when I speak to you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And the Son of Man must be lifted up, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." Word of the Lord. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Who are the Pharisees? They were a respected sect who spent their lives living the law, not the law as it was given, but that to which numerous details had been added by the scribes, whose lives were spent studying the law and interpreting it as they thought it was meant to be. Because these additions and details were so numerous and complex, the ordinary people had no chance of living by the law as it had evolved, or of learning all these details and finer points. The Pharisees taught that the way to God was by obeying the law. They gradually changed Judaism from a religion of sacrifice to one of keeping the commandments, legalism. Nicodemus coming to Jesus was the act of a puzzled and questioning, yet humble man. The Pharisees were an example to all, looked up to and considered superior to everyone else. They were smart, overzealous, and it appears, unforgiving. The Sanhedrin, of which Nicodemus was a member, was made up of 70 rulers. Some of them were Pharisees and others Sadducees. During the time of Pontius Pilate, the Sanhedrin had jurisdiction over only Judea. They could impose the death penalty, but not execute it. The reason why Jesus was crucified is because it was the death penalty of the Romans, not that of the Jews, which, according to Mosaic law, was stoning. Some of the Sanhedrin must have been honest, because Jesus was not condemned by them until after he had claimed to be king of the Jews. So who is the man who visited Jesus at night? An honest, learned, but puzzled man who was in the dark, but looking for the light. Nicodemus had obviously heard Jesus teaching the Jews, and he'd seen his deeds, and he admitted that this Jewish teacher had come from God. He chose not to understand immediately. This is different from not understanding because of lack of knowledge and experience, with which one is able to grasp the truth. He had perhaps deliberately shut his mind to the truth, as he apparently did not know whether or not to accept it, even though he must have been familiar with the sayings of the prophets. For example, Ezekiel 36, "A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you." And 18-31, "Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed against me, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel?" He calls Jesus Rabbi, but finds it difficult to believe that Jesus says, even though he has seen his deeds. Yet, as he comes to Jesus humbly seeking answers, it shows his true self, a man seeking the truth, in spite of the lowly man, the Jewish son of a carpenter, being his teacher. We have a lesson here, have we not? I understand that the same word is used for both wind and for spirit in Hebrew, just as pneuma is so in Greek. When Jesus talked of Nicodemus being able to feel the wind and can see what effect it has, but where it comes from and where it goes is a mystery. So it is with the spirit. We can see and feel the effects, but knowing how is a different matter. Jesus gets a little more severe when he talks about Nicodemus being a teacher and still does not understand. Jesus knows that Nicodemus is looked up to by the people, but he has to be humble, for nobody can be filled with the Spirit unless they are filled with humility. And that is what Jesus wanted for him. Nicodemus knows what Jesus is saying, that is, what he has actually seen, but Nicodemus is still not sure. When we actually see something with our own eyes, we expect people to believe us. The proof of the Spirit's indwelling is shown in the lives of those who have been opened up to receive the Spirit. In other words, they have been born again, not carnally, but in that having received the Spirit, they are changed into the followers of Christ and all that that means. Of course, Nicodemus knew that nobody can be reborn carnally, for that would be ridiculous, and with good reason. Perhaps he had not thought of Adam being born from the earth. Nicodemus was a puzzled but an honest man, searching for the truth about who is this miracle worker and preacher. One cannot come into this world more than once, just as our baptism by water and the Spirit cannot be repeated. Our blessed Lord gently helps Nicodemus, who in spite of being this Pharisee who calls Jesus Rabbi and knows he is from God, in his words, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He himself, when he came on earth, was generated by flesh and the Spirit. Jesus was gentle with Nicodemus because Nicodemus was searching, and anyone who is searching for the truth with sincerity and humility is loved by God. Spiritual birth changes a man from an earthly being to a heavenly one. This is not possible unless man becomes a member of Christ's body, that is, the Church. Jesus walked on earth being the Son of God, yet remained in heaven being the Son of Man. He was to be lifted up as Moses lifted up the figure of the serpent in the desert to save the people. Just as the image of the serpent had no bite to cause death, but saved the people from a temporal death, so Jesus was to be lifted up to save sinners for eternal life. His lifting up was voluntary. The reality is, those looking at the model of a poisonous serpent were saved from a temporal death, while those who follow Christ who lifted up on the cross have eternal life.